Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Meco Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Am I on? I don't hear myself.
You should.
All right.
Go ahead.
All righty, here. We're back with Coach Indest. Back with Coach Indest at Bayou Sports. Sorry for the technical difficulties or what I thought might have been. We got to get a jingle or something for Friday, man. You know, I know this isn't a country station, but I love the George Jones. It's finally Friday.
We can find something. Yeah, they can have some kind of little
I'm telling you,
play
look,
on
Fridays. You know, now that I'm in the stage of my life that Friday is officially the weekend.
Okay.
Yes. I refuse to do any work on Fridays.
Whoa.
This is my work right now.
Your bride does know that, huh?
But she does. She okay. absolutely does.
All right.
Look, I worked really hard on Fridays for a number of years.
Well, she's working really hard today.
And she's going to visit my daughter in Baton Rouge this afternoon.
Okay. Well, you're hacking away?
Yes, because we will be teeing off at 12:30.
Is that your tee time today for the tournament?
Well, no. So the tournament's not till this weekend.
Okay, this is a pleasure game today.
Yeah. Well,
with high stakes.
I guess you could call it a practice round.
With high stakes.
But we play every – so it's funny because Tina asked me this morning. She goes, well, do y'all have a practice round today? I said, well, I guess so. She goes, well, what do you mean you guess so? I said, well, being that we play every Friday at 12:30, if you want to call this a practice round, I mean, you can. I said, but I'm going to be playing with the exact same guys that I play with every Friday.
A point of information, how often do they change the pinholes?
That's a good question. I would say at least once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They got some tough spots in some of those areas.
I still freak out about the 49 teams.
That's pretty impressive.
That Ryan Desimo has parlayed and gotten in there. And look, you do not have to be a golfer. If you just want to hang out in a great atmosphere. You know, when you're going to a bar, when you're going to Quarter Tavern, all these places, it's fun just to have a great atmosphere. Well, I'm just telling you, a great atmosphere tonight will be under the pavilion at Cane Row with folks bidding on teams for the tournament this weekend. It's called a Calcutta. Teddy Slimon and I will be running the Calcutta.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Okay, what time?
6:30, I believe.
Till,
Teddy's going to come in a minute. I do believe it's 6:30.
Okay.
I just know that I'll probably get off 18 at about 4:30.
It takes you, what, 4.5 hours to play 18?
No, typically not that long.
Oh, really?
Yes. The only thing that's going to make us play in 4.5 hours is if the golf course is just slow.
And do you have an older group that takes their time like it used to be?
Not really, because this is what's awesome. So,
no names mentioned
I'm
here.
I'm going to mention names because they're good guys, and they're friends of ours. Ernie Lawson. It's the Ernie's
game. T-Boy?
No.
That T-Boy, that's his nickname.
Okay, all right. So, Ernie.
That's how I knew him.
Coach. You know, I call him Coach. So, Ernie's group, they would be the elder statesmen of.
Yeah.
And look, they do have a couple of real elder statesmen. Dr. Bujard still plays with them once in a while.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's an inspiration when you see a gentleman like that.
Class of 51 at St. Peter's?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, he was my father's doctor.
Okay. He was a lot of people's doctor.
Yeah. But anyway, they tee off from the way up. They like invented their own tees.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. You've got the golds, the blues, the whites,
and the old men's
greens, the reds, and then they've got these purple and gold tees. Now, they do split up. Some of the very older gentlemen tee off from the way up tees. Now, I will say I've seen, like, when Judge plays with him, Judge Como, he'll go back to the white tees. You know, he's going to – you know, they're going to mix it up, and not everybody hit it from the same tees. But, yeah, just – yeah, so we'll be playing this afternoon,
so
having a good time.
The old guys play 6,000 yards probably?
Oh, no.
Not even that far?
No.
5,500?
No. Look. When one of them comes in and says, oh, man, I shot even par today. Okay. Believe me, you're looking at a 5,600-yard golf course.
Could they play with a 7-iron?
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them can flat out play.
I understand that.
Flat out play.
But they
you know, Snake can still hit it.
Snake can hit it. He swings left-handed, though.
Yeah, you know, they can. You know, they can still swing it and hit it. Ernie's still a good player.
Yeah,
you know, they can play. Those guys can play.
Just keep him off his cart.
Well, which most of them have their own carts.
That's right.
And so when
they
there's
got
a
lights
six-em,
on them too.
When there's a six-em, there's six golf carts. It looks like an army coming over the out of the horizon.
Oh, I can't imagine, but yeah. I can.
You know,
yeah, but
I'm so excited just for the fact that. Just, I grew up in such an atypical situation, but such a perfect situation with Iberia Country Club in my backyard. And now that the momentum is picking up at Cane Row, and look, we'll never reach those heights of what it was back in the day.
I don't think so.
Now we won't come anywhere close.
Different right? world, different
yes,
time.
Exactly. People are too easily entertained now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it was what the men did. You didn't go home after work.
No, you sat down the night.
Actually, my dad did go home, but then he would say, hey, baby, I'm going to get a couple of drinks at the club.
Yeah.
Because it was in our backyard.
Sure.
So he didn't have to drive there. He just walked there.
I knew some others that just not go to
my father was never in any danger of getting a DWI.
Yeah.
He could have gotten a.
He could have crawled
a,
home.
A WWI, a walking while intoxicated.
He could have crawled home. But you know, a couple of older gentlemen have since passed on that they'd go there in the afternoon, have a couple of drinks after work, and head home.
Absolutely.
They did that for years.
Absolutely.
Decades.
Get a martini from Butterbean.
Yep, that's right. Leonard Joseph.
All right. We got, you know, big football coming up. We got big time high school football tonight. We've got LSU this weekend. Is it a big game? Not really. But it's still LSU football. What I like about this LSU football game, have you thought about this, Turbo?
I'm listening.
Have you thought about this?
Try me.
The Cajuns fans that will be comparing.
Ooh.
What happens? What happens between LSU
yes.
and the Warhawks?
Yes.
And next week, the Cajuns and the Warhawks?
And
don't think that if the Cajuns have a higher point spread of beat, well, you hope both of them are going to beat them.
Yes.
You would hope. But don't think that there will be. Now, you know how it works. If LSU beats the dog out of them, the Cajuns squeak by, then, you know, some LSU sure. fans will say, blah, blah, blah. And the opposite with the Cajuns fans.
That's a slippery rock theory. I don't know if you ever remember the slippery rock theory.
I remember the school slippery rock.
Well, the school slippery rock had this back in the 30s. They beat somebody who beat somebody who beat somebody who beat somebody.
Okay, they should have been national champions.
And that team beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame, you know, that's the slippery rock theory.
Well,
you can look it up. I mean, you can Google that.
I want to say that one of the years that the Raging Cajuns beat Southern Miss with Brett Favre, that there was a slippery rock theory relative to that. That they had beat Southern Miss and Southern Miss had beat so-and-so. And
yeah,
so,
I think there was.
And they said, so thus the Cajuns are the national title.
I want to say Favre's first year at Southern Miss was in 87, 88, 89, 90.
Yeah, it was late in my college career. Well, mid, because my college career lasted a little longer than some.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like doctors and lawyers?
7 years of college down the drain. You know what they call people that go to school for 7 years? Doctors.
Yes, indeedy. I know a gentleman in town that took 15.
All right. Good for him.
Oh, yeah. He perpetual student.
College, best 8 years of my life, man.
And it really is. It really is.
No, yeah.
You get three things you got to do. You got to time management. You got to go to class. You got to study. And you got free time. You got to manage. You got to manage those three.
That go to class thing, I wasn't very good at it, and I got out of there.
I hope your mother's not listening.
That go to class thing, it's debatable. At least, you know, if you got some good friends in class.
Oh, yeah. Take notes.
Take good notes.
That's right.
Take good notes. Because I'll tell you, I typically did go to class Monday through Thursday. But Friday, just like I am now. Just like I told you, I don't work on Fridays. I didn't go to class. You know, we go out on Thursday nights, and I just chose not to go to class on Friday.
Creature of habit.
I learned young.
Creature of habit.
I learned young.
Okay.
But, okay, so the Tigers, who's going to play quarterback? Max Johnson's going to start.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
I honestly, I just believe this wholeheartedly, that O really just doesn't care right now.
Really?
Yeah. I really don't think he cares much.
A lot of coach talk, though. Coach speak.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems going on with he. There's no trust. There is a complete lack of trust within that. Everybody. It's every man for himself.
Yeah.
Within that office.
The sinking ship theory?
Yes. All right. And So we'll just see how it works, you know. But we'll see if the talent rises to the top. We'll see, you know, if look, Price. Think about
he's had a pretty good
Davis
second
Price.
Half of the year.
Us talking about him, if he averages, let me see, if he averages 80 yards, 81.5 yards okay. in the next two games, he rushes for 1,000 yards.
He could do. He could rush for 1,000. He could rush for probably a good 100, 150 against Monroe.
LSU was always pretty famous, though, for playing down to schools like that.
I don't see that happening this game.
Well, Monroe.
UL Monroe is more of a rivalry, yeah. So it's
let's talk Monroe a bit.
Okay.
First of all, we talked about Bumper Pool last week. LSU yes. played against a gentleman by the name of Bumper Pool.
Correct.
Well, I got a better one for you this week.
Oh, gee. I'm
the
ready.
Leading receiver for the ULM Warhawks.
I'm ready.
Boogie Knight.
You're pulling my leg.
Wasn't
that the movie with Burt Reynolds?
Yes. It just add an S. Just Knights. Mark Wahlberg, hey, would you like to see my dojo?
Yeah. He was supposed to be playing Johnny Holmes in that movie. Yeah. Well, that's another time story.
I don't know anybody named Johnny Holmes.
Okay.
But Boogie Knight has 38 receptions for 474 yards and one touchdown. We're asking, you know, Jeff just asked, is the bowl game a motivation for the Tigers? And honestly,
I don't even think they're thinking about it.
Well, no, I think I'm telling you right now. I think that players don't want to play in bowl. A school like LSU, I don't think they give a rat's patoot about playing in a bowl. That just means they got to practice longer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying every individual, but you know, does LSU want to go to the www.com Brick Bowl? You know, I mean, you're looking at Boogie Knight, aren't you?
No, I got some a buddy sent me while we talking with the slippery rock theory. He said, you know, Alabama beat Arkansas, Arkansas fired their coach. Alabama beat Tennessee, Tennessee fired their coach. Alabama beat Auburn, Auburn fired their coach. Inquiring minds want to know, how do you get to the White House to play Alabama?
Yeah, I've seen that joke. Steering away from that.
All right. Yeah, it's not a political show. But I just thought it was funny. Just if we brought up the slippery rock thing.
So, yeah, Tigers. I don't know what's motivating them right now.
Terry Bowden.
But I guarantee you, Terry Bowden's motivated because, don't get me wrong, probably the chances of ULM beating LSU, they probably aren't great. But this is a, you know, the way ULM, the way Terry Bowden's looking at this is a career maker.
Yeah, stepping stone. Yeah. But he's been at Auburn, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, everybody's forgotten about that. Yep. You know, those
he went 11-0 one year.
This is Terry Bowden 2.0.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Terry Bowden 2.0 career.
And of all people, Rich Rodriguez is his offensive coordinator.
Rich Rod. So, Monroe, let's talk about the things that are impressive on their resume.
Okay.
They have beaten Troy 29-16.
Okay.
Troy's a decent football team.
And we were surprised.
Now, of course, the number one feather in their cap is beating Liberty.
That's right.
The team. So there's so many ties because the Cajuns played Liberty.
That's this weekend, correct.
But they beat Liberty 31-28. They beat South Al, decent team, 41-31. But this is where it gets bad. They're on a three-game losing streak. So they lose to App 59-28. Okay, App's a good team. But then they lose to Texas State, a pretty much a bottom feeder.
What was that? Was that Texas State first win?
No, it was not. Texas State has beaten a couple of stepped up and beaten a couple of teams.
I
want to say Texas State beat Georgia State. That was their big win.
I think
Georgia State's a pretty good football team.
Yes.
Well, they lose to Texas State 27-19, and then they lose to Arkansas State, who is the bottom dweller.
Yeah, they're pretty bad this year
in the Sun Belt. Although the Cajuns barely beat them. Barely beat him.
Yeah, 3 points, point.
Yeah, barely beat him. So they are trending downward. But again, you've got that speech before the game. Hey, just remember, every one of you guys probably wanted to be recruited by these guys. Show them why. Show them why.
Oh, that's the old coach speech.
Derek Dooley pulled that out when we played him, when Louisiana Tech played him. When I was there, he said, hey, I'm gonna talk about the elephant in the room. Every one of you guys in here were PO'd because these guys didn't recruit you, didn't offer you.
Yeah.
Well, go show them. Go show them. Well, you know what? We showed them. They beat us 50-7.
Oh, wow.
We showed them.
Anyway, I was just looking up some info on our LSU. Here is LSU 4-6. They're 4-6. LSU's 4-6.
Yeah.
Of course, the quality, 29-point advantage. Only averaging, you got those 22 a game?
No, I didn't go with those.
LSU's averaging 27. ULM has given up 330 yards. No, has a rush and pass of 330 yards. LSU 366.
Quarterback Chandler Rogers has thrown for 1,259 yards. They have played a few quarterbacks. I'm not sure, if he's – I'm assuming he's still the starter. Andrew Henry, 91 carries, 497 yards. And, again, leading receiver, Boogie Knight.
Amazing.
38 catches, 474
yards. And they're on ESPN today. Two. Yes.
ESPN 2.
Tonight at 8. Is that our time or is that Central?
I believe that's
– Eastern time.
I believe it's 7, but
– 8.
Yes, 8.
Yeah.
So it's
the man behind the curtain said 8.
Got it. All right, that leads us to the first break. We're going to come back and talk Cajuns. Talk Cajuns versus Liberty. That game will be on ESPNU. Which I wasn't even sure I got that, but I do. That's channel 243 on Cox for me.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk Cajuns, see a guy that was a Heisman Trophy candidate coming into the year, Malik Willis. Talk a little bit about him and looks like a Lamar Jackson-esque kind of guy.
That's the Liberty quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me Liberty or give me death?
Patrick Henry.
Or... like a young man once said, give me Libby or give me Beth.
He's my kind of man.
We'll be right back after these messages on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
The summer heat has faded away, but we're far from having comfortable weather. Let Harris Heating and Cooling keep you comfortable during the winter weather roller coaster. They offer free estimates on complete systems and interest-free financing for replacements. They're available 7 days a week to service your heater or AC. Having trouble with a natural gas fireplace? Harris services those too. From wearing a coat on Monday to wearing shorts on Friday, you'll always be comfortable with Harris. Call 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
What does Arsenal Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenal Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenal Ford.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8, and then on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Just talking LSU, UL Monroe, and again, just don't forget that we've got the Cajuns and the Tigers playing the exact same opponent back-to-back, so there will be the inevitable comparisons.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Good point, though.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it was a week. I knew they played Monroe each, but not realizing how close they were.
Yeah, back to back.
So interesting.
Cajuns have Liberty. And as shocking as it is to some, but Vegas always seems to kind of know. The Cajuns are, I think it's up to a 4.5-point dog.
It's back down to 4.
Okay, so it's back down to 4. So some money started sliding toward the Cajuns. Malik Lewis, the quarterback of Liberty, was an early Heisman Trophy candidate. He's had a really good season, but just hasn't had the type of season to where he's going to stay on that top 10 list. He's a throwing the ball 156 of 235 for 2,159 yards, which is 51 yards more than Levi Lewis, where he separates himself. The guy has rushed for 755 yards.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about it's going to be a 3,000-yard guy. His rush for 10 touchdowns, thrown for 9 touchdowns, and he's a special cat. And those type of guys always, it's like the Baltimore Ravens. When you watch the Ravens, you know that on a given day, and it's been shown that they've lost to bad teams in the NFL. But when you've got a Lamar Jackson-esque type guy, it gives you an opportunity to beat almost anybody. When you don't have a great plan of lassoing that guy in, of keeping him in the pocket, I tell you, we had a very unique way. And I say unique, I learned it from someone else, from other coaches. But it's not taught that often. When we would play a quarterback like this, the first guy, I would tell him, unless you're sure you got him, unless he doesn't see you, don't try to tackle him. You break down 2 yards away from him, because guys that are runners, they typically, when they see a rush in their face, their eyes do not stay downfield. They look at the rusher because they want to beat the rusher. So my philosophy against guys like that was break down 2 yards away from him, not head up with him. One side or the other, pick a side. Don't not head up. Take half of his body and wait for your buddies to come. And then you make him make a move.
Yeah, make him hesitate.
Make him make a move. Get his eyes away from downfield and watch the – because you can tell the ball will drop. A passer is going to have the ball up near his shoulder. The second he gets pressure – now, the second Mac Jones got pressure last night, the ball stayed right there. He ain't running. His eyes are downfield. He's been trained to do that.
That's right.
When you are a runner passer, no, you can't do that. You want the opportunity to run. So the ball is going to drop. The eyes are going to go toward the rusher. And now you wait for your posse to come.
The gang tackling. Yeah.
Exactly. You corral it. So that was the way I always tried to deal with explosive guys like Malik Lewis. Another good runner. They have Joshua Mack, 407 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. DeMario Douglas, great football name. DeMario Douglas, double D. DeMario Douglas, D-squared. DeMario Douglas, great, great football name.
Yep.
Rolls off the tongue. Not as good as Boogie Knight, though.
Boy, yeah, kid.
I wonder if he's related to Boogie LaSalle. I don't know. Not different surname, but.
Who knows?
That's the only other Boogie on. Well, no, we got Boog. We know Boog.
Yeah, we know Boog.
We know Boog, but he's not Boogie.
No.
The only Boogie we know is R.O. LaSalle, the pilot.
R.O.
The famous pilot.
Oh, yeah. R.O. LaSalle the third.
Yes. Boogie used to tell me, he says, when he flew us to, when Boogie flew me and Johnny and somebody else, I think it was Dean Boeham, mm-hmm. flew us to Squire Creek one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were load, I went to help him load up his plane with our golf clubs. He said, Browski, back off. He said, I'm the only one that loads this plane. He
really?
Said, nobody likes Boogie more than Boogie. And he says, Boogie don't crash planes.
Well,
it kind of Bo Jackson speaking in the third,
sure.
you know, third person.
Yeah. But as Dr. John Lamar Bate told Boogie one day, Boogie, I like you as a friend, but could you taxi us from New Iberia to Dallas?
Meaning you're not invited. We just want you to take it.
Yeah, we're just – you don't want to go up in the air. Just taxi us along the road.
Yeah. I got to sit up in the front – up in the cockpit, and I remember we were dodging thunderstorms and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But anyway, Boogie Knight. Boogie Knight. That's nothing yet. It's just good stuff.
That's another song.
Yeah. So Liberty has beaten – yeah, Campbell 48-7. Let's look at some common opponents. Beat Troy 21-13, similar with the Cajuns.
35-21.
Yeah, similar type score. Cajuns a little better. Beat Old Dominion pretty bad. They lose to Syracuse 24-21. How good is Syracuse?
Yeah, they're
you know,
below average.
Beat a good UAB team, a solid UAB team, 36-12.
Yeah, they got a solid team.
Middle Tennessee, 41-13. Of course, lose to Monroe, the shocker, in which we were betting that Monroe would – you know, wouldn't even cover the spread, which the spread was like 30 points, and Monroe beats him.
Yeah.
Beats North Texas 35-26, beats UMass, who's
pitiful.
Awful.
They might be the worst team in division. They lost to Connecticut.
And again, sometimes you look at losses that will tell you really how good a team is. Their last game, because I believe they're coming off a bye week, their last loss was to Ole Miss 14-27.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, when you hold Ole Miss to 27 points, evidently
impressive.
You got some juice on defense.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin's squad, it's
you try to figure out how Monroe beat them. I can probably go back and see if there were turnovers in the game.
And look, when I think of this, I'm totally switching gears here. I'm thinking about Ole Miss and we got to talk Heisman Trophy candidates soon. Is there a front runner right now? I mean, I'm really hyped. It was Matt Corral for the longest time, but I think he's kind of fallen out.
He has because they've gotten beaten, but he's still up there. From Oklahoma is going.
To me,
this, going by the wayside.
He's not even the starter.
Yeah.
This is the type of year that you wish that a receiver or a DB there was some kind of. Because, you know, this is what's a shame. We discussed it before. The Heisman Trophy is not the best player in college football. No, it's the best offensive player. And, look, I'm sorry. Don't give me the Rod Woodson deal.
Yeah.
They just, you know, because one year there wasn't a dominant guy, and it was actually Peyton Manning's senior year.
That's right.
They gave it to a defensive guy because
Correct.
He was a punt returner, kick returner.
Yeah, and he played a little offense, too.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Not a lot. So, yeah, we're gonna look at that next week and really start looking at the handicap and the Heisman because there is not an obvious front runner, at least not that I can think of.
Yeah, Alabama quarterback, the freshman at one time looked pretty good,
yeah, but
he's
LSU just totally neutralized him.
Yeah.
No, interesting. You know, yeah, the quarterback from Georgia, who's not the starter anymore, starting the year that they thought he was going to be Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right. 8:15, we're going to come back. We're going to finish it up, talk a little Saints versus Eagles, and then we're going to talk. We got a couple of local huge high school football games. One really huge one because it's too local. One very local and one fairly local.
Yes.
Fringe out there. The other side of St. Mary Parish. Well, not the other side. About mid-St. Mary Parish.
Correct.
So we're going to come back, talk about that after these messages on the new Kane 107.5 FM.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's the Bad Boys. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And on Sunday, the Steve Adams four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. And then on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks are half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
What does Arsenal Ford have to be thankful for?
The way you trust us.
Your repeat business.
Arsenal Ford says thank you with 0% plus holiday cash. You make it easy to be thankful at Arsenal Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Remember, stick around after Bayou Sports. We've got Lee K coming on with the Breakfast Club. Is Thanksgiving next week?
Yes, sir.
See, you just brought that up about the possibility. We're going to have to talk about whether we're actually going to do Bayou Sports next Friday after Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about that. We'll let you know next week. But you just always for Thanksgiving, it was that was a very stressful time for me for most of my life.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Football playoff.
It was the quarterfinals all those years. On the public school side, and then when the split came, it actually becomes. Does it become the semis in?
Yeah, it's only 16.
Yes.
Max 16
yes.
teams.
So it becomes the semis
in Division III.
Yes, it becomes the semis. So yeah, all those years that we beat Newman in the semis or played Riverside. Yeah, we played several. I mean, because in the six years that we made it either to the semis or the dome, we beat Newman three times, I believe, in the semis. We lost to Calvary once in the semis. We lost to Riverside once in the semis. And we lost to St. Charles in the semis.
Yes.
And then beat Newman three times over there in the semis.
Yeah.
And only one of those games at home, it was that first Calvary game that they came to us.
Yes. Yeah, and that was a game that Pellerin was still playing, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it was his junior year.
Yes.
Yeah, it was my first year. That was 2013.
Oh, that was your first year?
That was my first year.
Okay.
Yes. Started out the year slow, but picked it up.
Yeah, got beat by North VC, I think, that first,
yes,
first game. Huh?
Correct. And then Notre Dame early, Patterson. I want to say we came out to shoot 2 and 3. We beat Erath and Edie White, two of the first five, but then lost to VC, which were their eventual state champions.
That's right,
they went 15-0 that year, 14-0, whatever. Yeah, but then we ran off and didn't lose a game after that until the semis. So, Thanksgiving, it was always stress. I can remember for the Newman game, the first Newman game, which got us to the Dome, in which we, the next year in 14, where we lost to Calvary 27-24. I had problems, man. I like physical. I had ulcers all in my mouth.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was. It was the first time I had ever gotten to the semis where I just knew where we're supposed to win.
You felt that comfortable?
Yes. I knew, and actually that made it more stressful for me. When we made it at Cairn Crow and we played that Bird team, I felt like they were a little better than we were. And I don't know. Sometimes there's more of a peace about that when you know. But when I saw Newman on film, I knew we were a better football team. And I'm telling you, that's more stressful.
And the Saints defensive coordinator, his son was on that team.
Yes, yes. One of the twins.
Yeah, Ryan.
When I say that, Rex Ryan.
Yes.
Yes.
Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan's son played defensive tackle.
Pretty big kid.
Famously, his wife was screaming at her son because, remember, the fans all sit together.
Oh, yeah, it's a small stadium.
Quit getting trapped!
You can hear her.
The mom is screaming at the son.
You can hear
her. Quit getting trapped. Newman's fans were always fabulous.
Yeah.
They would heckle me so bad. They
really?
Indes, do you know how to spell forward pass? Hey, Pellerin, won't you come to a school where they actually let you throw the ball? Oh, yeah, it was good stuff. I loved it.
That Lagarde kid was – was that the – no, was no, it Lagarde?
The quarterback early was actually the kid from LSU the quarterback from LSU's Herb Tyler's son.
Yes, yes.
Jay
that's
Tyler.
Right.
Went to Stanford as a returner.
Yes.
All right, so Saints, Eagles, just not a lot to say about that game. We just, you know, the Saints just – oof, they're a tough team to handicap. They're a tough team to watch. We all know that they are they arguably have the best defense in the NFL.
LaPere.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a kid.
He was a receiver, I believe.
He was ended up playing quarterback.
Okay.
Old family.
Gotcha.
In New Orleans.
Maybe it was a backup quarterback.
He started second time against you.
Gotcha. So, Trevor Siemian, don't blame Trevor Siemian for the Saints woes. He has not thrown a pick yet. He's 60 of 104, 706 yards.
Yeah.
I thought my seven was a two.
Could have thrown the ball away a few times.
Yes, like we said, at the end of the half last time. But I'm telling you, Jameis Winston, we'd be pleased if Jameis would have these numbers. The one thing Siemian does not bring, Jameis did show that he could scoot down the field a little bit.
And he got a broken ankle, too.
Siemian can't do that. So we'll see how that rolls. Jalen Hurts hit. As long as Jalen Hurts, I guess pun intended, doesn't hurt you. He's the type of quarterback that he's a manager. He's not going to beat you by himself, but he can hurt you with his feet.
Oh, he can. And he's a big kid, too.
Yes. We'll see. And look, I'm just telling you, one of the guys I got to know at Manning Camp, one of the most humble, awesome dudes you ever want to meet. It was hard for me to get past his hair when I first met him.
Yeah.
He had the biggest bouffant ever.
But he cut it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
recently.
Cut now.
Recently.
It was, I'm telling you, he had to grow that hair from the time he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Because I had some kids at Cairn Crow that had really long, the dreads.
Some long,
and they would tell me, Coach, I've been growing this for 6 years. I mean, really? Oh, yes. Wow. No, they grow it that long to get it that long.
Hey.
And look, and Hurts, it was a masterpiece, man, because his just wasn't the Marley-type dreads. They were all braided.
Oh, wow.
And then, no, it was – actually, one night, we were just sitting there, and he let us get close, and we were just really looking at the intricacies of his do.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Hard to manage to keep that clean and healthy, man.
And look, and one of my two least favorite quarterbacks that I ever met at Manning Camp. Two least.
Really?
Jameis Winston, Cam Newton.
Okay.
Guys that just came off as just not the coolest guys in the world.
More arrogance?
Very arrogant.
Okay.
Extremely arrogant.
Okay.
Exponentially arrogant.
Both Heisman Trophy winners.
Oh, yeah. No, so reason to be. Now, I wasn't around much. They ran off Mr. Football, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. They ran him off after the first night when he took off. Instead of coming hang with us, he took off and went to play cards in New Orleans.
Cards?
Oh, yeah, he went to the casino to play cards. He's a poker player.
Oh, okay.
And so they booted him before I even got to talk to that
guy. I think he'd go to the bar down there.
Oh, no. No, he didn't go to Rocks.
Okay. Well, the other one that was number one, Sports Illustrated's number one bar back in the day.
In New Orleans?
In Thibodeau. Yeah.
The main bar in Thibodeau these last 7 years is called Rocks.
Jeff, where was Norm and Bubba's? Yeah, Bubba's.
Now, Bubba's really in the – it's more of a restaurant now. You got Bubba's and Bubba's 2.
Well, Bubba's, the original Bubba's there in Thibodeau. Yeah. And not Bubba's
2. Oh, no, I know where both of them are.
It's long 308, I
exactly,
believe.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's move to – well, let's talk Pats real fast.
Okay.
Mac Jones. Oh. Look, the Patriots 5 in a row. The Patriots did not look great on offense last night. They moved it but didn't score a lot. But the Falcons could do nothing. Now, what's funny is, you know, first of all, I'm rooting for the Patriots. I've become a Patriots fan this year. Okay. I'm rooting for Bill Belichick. I'm rooting for him to show people that he did not need Tom Brady to be great. Okay? So I'll say that. But I'm playing against Matty Ice.
Okay.
Matty Ice is my opposing quarterback in fantasy.
Okay.
So, of course, I'm loving the fact
that
he's doing nothing.
Yeah, they ate him up.
But at the expense of the Patriots defense, who I'm also playing against. The Patriots defense scored like 20 points last
night. For me, they scored 22.
Okay, I think they scored on Fuzzies, they scored somewhere between 18 and 20 points. I didn't stay up for the final, but I think it's at least 20 points they scored.
Well, I got 22 in my league.
Yeah, so between – now, it's still – I'll take that as a wash with – I don't think Matty Ice scored 10 points.
In our league, he had one, or maybe two.
Yeah, he may have ended up scoring like 4 or 5. So – I'll take that wash with the defense combined with the quarterback only scoring, let's say, 25 points. I'll take that wash.
Sure.
But, wow. Patriots. And look, they've got all these receivers that you've never heard of. I've never heard any of those guys. But they're making it work.
No, you heard one of them. The former Eagles receiver, Agor.
He's got a funny – yeah.
Yeah, he played with the Eagles for a while. He was a pretty good player.
But I have to say, all those years when I was coaching, I just didn't follow the NFL that much.
Sure.
So that's probably one of the reasons. When you become a fantasy guy, you definitely start noticing guys more.
Quickly.
You notice who people are.
Quickly.
Scarlett Musso, LeBlanc, we come. Coach, what do you think about Mitch Kumpstein this week? And I'm like, who's that? Coach, you don't know who – he's the number one receiver for the Giants. I'm like, Scarlett,
she stays up on that.
I don't know anything about
She's on top. Scarlett's on top of it, man. She's on top of it than most guys I know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Westgate hosting Leesville tonight, 5 versus 12. You do know what Leesville, what their mascot is.
It's Wampus Cat.
The Wampus. My wife is a Wampus Cat.
That's where she went to high school?
Oh, she went to school with the Fuller brothers. She went to school with Kevin Mawai. Oh, no. When Tina first came to a Catholic – so my first year out of college, I coached at Catholic High for 1 year under Paul Jumanville.
Okay.
And look, we were pretty good. We went 6-4 that year. It was coming off a 9-1 year that I wasn't a part of. Johnny Vietor was on that team. Johnny Alain Vietor.
Doctor.
Yeah. No. That's Tim.
Tim. You're right. I stand corrected.
Tim was a freshman on that team.
Okay.
Ilias, different guys. And I never forget my wife after the game going, was that a varsity game? And I got mad. I'm like, what do you mean was that a varsity game? Well, then I had to remember that she went to school with – Raymond Smoot was another one that people forget about.
I'm going to tell you another.
Played at Tulane.
No, Brian Estep.
Yeah.
Estep.
But I don't think he – I Estep think he played was either Tulane. Older or younger.
Well, Estep would have been a little bit older than Fuller and them.
But these are all Leesville guys that she went – They lost –
Cecil Collins.
Well, no. But that came later.
Okay.
That was – because I coached against Cecil Collins.
Okay.
Came later.
Okay.
Cecil the Diesel was 95.
Yeah.
94, 95.
Okay.
Was when he became – because it – Yes, 94. I'm going to say Diesel graduated in 95. His senior year was 94.
Okay.
So I'm talking, this is 90.
Yeah, Estep would have been late 80s.
Yes. But no, so Tina went to school with some Stallions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, some big kids,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, some Stallions. And that's when Fort Polk had, I forget what Bob used to call it, my father-in-law, because he worked out there. That was when the big training facility was at Leesville, and it was a 5A school. It was – Fort Polk is not what it used to be.
Really? It's not as large as
No, okay. not even close. Right. JRTC, maybe they called it.
Okay.
Joint, blah, 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 acronyms, look.
But didn't the Collins come from that little community further down? They took him from a community to come play at Leesville, I want to say.
I don't think so. No, I just think he was an Army guy.
I want to say, Army yeah, he might have been. I thought he
but
played.
You got DeRitter down there.
No, it wasn't quite that far down. It was a little school up in that area. I did a Cathcart baseball game up there one year. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so moving on, Neville. Neville goes to Karen Crow tonight. Neville ranked number two. Lakeshore at Cecilia. St. Martinville at Iota. St. Martinville should take care of business. Abbeville at Walsman. Abbeville, I expect them to take care of business. But the big one. Jeff will be there tonight. Will Jeff be joined?
Yes, with Keith.
Okay, with Keith. Just making sure. Jeff and Keith will be in Lorville tonight. Franklin at Lorville. This game was a 49-42 barn burner in midseason.
That's correct.
Week five or six, I'm going to say. And I know Lorville is very leery of the Hornets. The Hornets have a dynamic player by the name of Zarik Perry. Arguably one of the best athletes in South Louisiana. So we'll talk about that one on Monday, amongst other things. Remember, stay tuned for Lee Kay. He'll be coming at you in a few minutes on the Breakfast Club before we list all of our sponsors. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Looks like it's going to be gorgeous. Sunday, a little chance of rain, but I think we're going to be fine.
It's going to be cold, though.
Caffrey Real Estate, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic, Roofing, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club hosting an unbelievable tournament this weekend. Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Call Jonas at 944-4547, KK's Cafe. And the last thing I'll say is I made a trade yesterday.
First one?
I'm talking about a trade in golf. Oh. So my brother Joey, so McCaffrey, McJabby as we call him, at the last minute, the celebration of life that he was supposed to attend got canceled. Like he says, who cancels a funeral, man?
He's got a point there.
Okay. So he calls me. He's like, can you find me a partner? I said, Michael, it's too late. Well, as fate would have it, my brother calls me after that. He goes, hey, is this a two-day tournament? I said, yeah. I go, why? He goes, Eric wanted to go fishing Sunday. I said, look, Joey, I'm giving you an out. Because he hadn't been playing that great. I'm giving you an out. I said, Jabby wants to play.
Oh.
He goes, all right, if he wants to play, let him play. I'm like, all right. So I called Jabby. Jabby's back in. So it's me and Jabby. If you, hey, you want to spend big bucks, come bid on us tonight.
Who cancels a funeral?
Mike DeBlanc. I mean,
I know. RIP, but
yeah,
I never heard of that.
Yes. So.
Okay.
So. It's Jabby's. It's like Michael Corleone. Every time I try to get out, they keep dragging me back in. We'll see you on Monday. Stay tuned.
All right, friend.